Blog Talk Radio.
Can't turn away from the
Hallelujah. All praises and all glory and all honor unto the mighty Elohim, unto the mighty King, unto the Master of Masters, whose name is Yahweh and Yahweh alone. For Yah is righteous, Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. And welcome again to another beautiful broadcast of Nothing But the Truth. I am your host this evening, More Isha Yisrael, from the House of Israel of Cincinnati, located at 1907 Vine Street, here to bring nothing but the truth. And only nothing but the truth of Yah. And we like to say shalom to all those that have decided to join us here on our broadcast via the internet, YouTube, Facebook, and Blog Talk Radio. For we know the only reason that you have tuned in to us today is because of your great fear and love toward the mighty Elohim. And as spoken, we're going to bring you nothing but the truth of the mighty Yah. And who is this Yah? Well, Yahweh is the Elohim, the creator of the heavens, earth, and sea, and all that therein is. Yahweh is the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, or as you may know, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yahweh is the only judge, the only lawgiver, and the only king, and the only savior of Yisrael and the world. And Yahweh is a holy Elohim. Yahweh is holy. And Yahweh has ordained us here at the House of Israel to speak his words and to bring you nothing but the truth and to magnify the law and make it honorable. And that is what we intend on doing tonight. And we're going to be dealing with a topic we've been dealing with all week. Teach us to number our days, as it states in Psalms 90. If we go there. In the book of Psalms, the 90th chapter, if we start reading in the 10th verse, states, the days of our years are 70 years and 10. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Yah, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servants. Yes, it's a prayer that was sent up by our forefathers because they had the foresight to know we need Yahweh's teaching. We need Yahweh's word to teach us to regain, to reestablish order. Numbering your days essentially means to order your time, to order your days, to organize your life. And why would this be a prayer? Well, in the book of Psalms, the 37th division, it states in the 23rd verse, it says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by Yah, and he delighteth in his way." So if you want to be a good child of Adam, a good descendant of Adam, if you want to be a good man, then hey, your steps must be ordered by Yah. And if you want your steps to be ordered by Yah, then you want your days to be ordered by Yah. And what we've been bringing out to everyone this week is that Yahweh's ways are holy. Yahweh's ways are set apart. Yahweh's ways are peculiar from all other people. You will not find Yah's ways written in the science books in any level of education. You will not find Yah's ways written in the history books or any other books that you might be able to acquire through paying an institution thousands upon thousands of dollars. All you will find is man's ways corrupting Yah's ways. And our people, the children of Israel, we've been led astray, and we've been taken out of the way, and we've been forced to serve other deities, even deities of wood and stone, gods that our fathers have not known. And in serving these false deities, we have been taught to be relying on a whole nother doctrine that has not came from the Most High. And the thing about all of this is, Yahweh told us that he would allow this thing to happen, that he would do this thing if we rejected him. And our ancestors rejected the Most High. And because of our ancestors rejecting the Most High, we have been found to be born into this situation of captivity. Yet, we ourselves have rejected the Most High. And this is what Yahweh said about us. In the book of Hosea, the 4th chapter. In the book of Hosea, the 4th chapter, the 6th verse, it reads, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy Elohim, and I will forget thy children." You see, Yah, the Almighty, the creator of heaven, earth, and sea, and all that therein is an Elohim of knowledge. And if Yah is an Elohim of knowledge, and he said that we've rejected knowledge, well, then you know why we're destroyed. Because we don't have the knowledge of the Almighty. Yet our people has decided to go and listen and follow and adhere to and stand up for doctrines that are not of their own, that do not come from their Elohim, nor does it even come from their own people. This is the word of Yah, and this is what Yah has let us know. If you go to the book of Isaiah, the 30th chapter, in Isaiah, the 30th chapter, let's hear what the word of the Most High has to say. We'll begin in verse, now go, write it before them in a book table, and note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come forever and ever. What does Yahweh want Isaiah to note? He wants him to note his word. He wants him to write his word so it can be before his people in the future and forever. He didn't say put this on the walls of the Egyptian temples and put it in a hieroglyph. He didn't say put it on a cave and draw pictures about it. Yah told Isaiah to write it on a tablet, on a book, in a table. That's what a tablet is. It's a table. Like y'all said, there's nothing new under the sun. Nothing new at all. People walking around with tablets right now. And that's nothing but a table in which you write upon, in which you receive messages upon. They like to tell you that all our people did was had stone tables and stone tablets. Well, yeah, we had stone tablets, and there's stone tablets that people write on today. What do you think they put on tombstones are made from? Stone tablets. But Yah said there's nothing new under the sun. How you know our people weren't walking around with electrically charged tablets that received information? You think this is a new thing? Yahweh said write it on a table. He wanted this thing on something written in stone. On something written that it would be for a time to come and forever. And put it in a book. Don't only write it on stone. Maybe they'll try to destroy the stone. But put it in a book too. That's going to be copied and copied and copied over and over again. Because they want to read it for a time to come. What is this thing that he wanted the children of Israel to know forever? In verse 9, that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the word of Yahweh, which say to the seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits. Get ye out of the way, turn aside out of the path, and cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. Wherefore, thus saith Yah, the Holy One of Israel, because ye despise this word, and trust in oppression and perverseness, and stay thereon, therefore this iniquity shall be to you as a breach ready to fall, swelling in a high wall, whose breaking cometh suddenly at an instant. You see, the word of the Most High needed us to know that we're rebellious children, lying children, ones that don't want to hear the word of Yah. They want to tell the seers don't see, don't have a vision, don't have a dream from Yah, telling the prophets, don't prophesy, don't speak the word of Yah. We don't want to hear the truth. We want to hear something smooth. I don't want to hear that the way I've been numbering my days ain't right. I don't want to hear this, you can't go by the heathen calendars and you can't go by this. I don't want to hear none of that. I just want to have my cake that I made and eat it too. I don't want to hear all this other stuff. Well, fortunately for Yahweh and his servants, he will continue to bring his word. And those that tremble at the word of the Most High will delight in it. But Yah said that we're a rebellious people. And what are we rebelling against? Look what Yah said. Look what Yah said in Jeremiah, the 10th chapter. Remember, Yah said, this is a rebellious people. Lying children that will not hear the word of Yah. Well, in Jeremiah 10 and 1, Yahweh, he states here in Jeremiah 10 and 1, it states, hear ye the word which Yahweh speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith Yah. So what do we know from what Yahweh just said? We know most of the people ain't going to listen. We know that a lot of people are just listening to combat what we're saying. That a lot of people are listening just to debate and speak behind our backs. Just to listen for strife and debate. But most people aren't going to listen for Yah's light. And Yah's light is his word. And his word says, hear ye the word of Yah, which Yahweh speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith Yah, learn not the way of the heathen. This is what he told us. Learn not the way of the heathen. And because we're rebellious, what do you think we're going to do about this commandment? Learn not the way of the heathen. How much adherence to this commandment do you think Israel listens to? Learn not the way of the heathen. Do you think Israel wants to hear what I'm about to teach when Yah said, learn not the way of the heathen? When Yah said that we're rebellious and we don't want to hear this, but Yah said, learn not the way of the heathen and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them, for the customs of the people are vain. Now, what did we hear about yesterday? Yesterday, we learned that you can actually count your days according to the way of Yah, which you will find in the word of Yah. And he has taught us a very simplified, streamlined way to count your days, which is by knowing when the beginning is and knowing when the ending is and knowing what is the value. What's the value of that beginning and ending? Well, that value is 7. 7 days, 7 years, 7 weeks, 7 is the value. And you'll learn how to count and number your days. You got to know when the beginning is and know when the end is. Yet the heathen, their ways are vain. What does vain mean? It means nothing. It means pointless. It means filled with air. It means hollow. And not the hollow in the holy sense, but hollow in nothing in their sense. Vain means that it is worth nothing. Vain means that it is lighter than nothing. Because vanity is nothing. And Yahweh has already let us know that the ways of the heathen are vain. And he told us, he commanded us, learn not the way of the heathen. For, and don't be dismayed at the signs of heaven. for the heathen are dismayed at them. And the customs of the people are vain. Did Israel listen? Did Israel take heed? Did Israel take it to heart? Did Israel follow this word? Does Israel listen? Does Israel take it to heed? Does Israel take it to heart? Does Israel follow this word? Well, let's see what Yah said in the book of Daniel. And what makes this word of Yah so awesome is that he can tell you everything that's going on today. And in Daniel, the 7th chapter, we'll begin reading at the 23rd verse, where it states, "Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth." And be it that we have learned this week that Yahweh has a specific purpose for the fourth. And what is that? What's the purpose of the fourth? The purpose of the fourth is for Yah's praises. So what is Yahweh going to start doing his thing with? The fourth. When does Yahweh want the light to shine bright so you can know this is where it begins? The fourth. Where does Yahweh want you to start praising him? In the fourth. How many kingdoms did Yahweh say there will be that will take and rule this earth? Four. And in this chapter of Jeremiah 7, and in this verse 23, Yah said, "Thus the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces." Why do you think the fourth beast is going to do that? Because Yahweh wants his praise. And he wants this time the whole earth to praise him. Well, he's using this fourth beast to usher in this time. In verse 24 it says, "And the ten horns out of this kingdom," I'm sorry, it says, "and he shall tread it down and break it in pieces." Yes. Verse 24, "And the ten horns out of this kingdom are ten kings that shall arise, and another shall arise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue three kings, and he shall speak great words against the Most High." What kind of words? Great words. Every time this man get on the TV, something's incredible. Something's tremendous. Something is awesome. Something is the greatest thing you've ever seen. Here comes Hurricane Florence, and this is like a storm you've never seen. It's tremendous. It's incredible. But our response will be tremendous. Our response will be incredible. It'll be something like you've never seen before. It'll be great. And you think that this man is the only man that talked about making things great and stepping on the backs of Yah's people to make it great? What do you think Bill Clinton said? "We're going to make it great." What do you think Ronald Reagan said? "We're going to make it great." "And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws." This is what the heathen are doing. This is what the nations are doing. This is what the fourth beast is doing. And Yahweh told his people, don't listen to the nations. Don't learn the ways of the heathens. Don't trust in oppression. But he said we're rebellious. And he knew we was going to reject him. And we did. And because of this, we have learned the ways of the heathen, and we are depending on oppression, and we now are asking Yah to come deliver us because this beast is beginning to wear on our soul. Oh, he's beginning to wear on our soul. They over here messing with Serena Williams now. She was a tennis player. How are you going to oppress a tennis player? But no, it doesn't escape no one. They shooting and killing and hanging and beating and electrocuting and imprisoning and aborting and doing everything they can to make sure we, Yah's servants, are worn out. And you think they're going to let up? No, they're going to get harder and harder, and they gonna change these times and laws, and we have to know how to number our days so we can be in line with Yah. And our people, we don't listen. We aren't listening to Yahweh when he said they were going to do this. And you know how we know we don't pay no attention to the Most High? It's because the way we keep our holy time. It's the way we keep Yah's holy times. Yahweh is the one that said these times are fixed. These times are set. These times do not change. That's what a set time is. That's what an appointed time is. Let me show you Jeremiah, the 5th chapter. In Jeremiah chapter 5, it states here, verse 21, hear ye now this, O foolish people, and without understanding, which have eyes and see not, which have ears and hear not. Fear ye not me, saith Yah? Will ye not tremble at my presence, which have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by perpetual decree, that it cannot pass it? And though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet they cannot prevail. Though they roar, yet can they not pass over it. But this people hath a revolting and rebellious heart. They are revolted and gone. Neither say they in their heart, let us now fear Yah, our Elohim, that giveth rain, both the former and the latter, in his season. He reserve unto us the appointed weeks of harvest. What is Yahweh telling us? He's letting us know. How in the world are you going to disregard me? I'm the one that keeps the flood from taking you over. I'm the one that keeps that massive water from passing a boundary that only I can set. I'm the one that gives the rain. I'm the one that gives it to you in your season. And I'm the one that reserved, set, appointed weeks so you can eat. Yahweh said, you're not going to respect me. You're not going to fear me. You're not going to honor me. But you will go and do exactly what he just said. Be a foolish nation and listen to somebody that not only has attempted to dig through your land to cause the water to flow over you, not only has stolen you from your land, So you can't even eat of the harvest. They not only have done that, but when you went into slavery, they stood at the entry points. They stood at the gates, supplying the enemies at the gates with the necessary resources to enslave you. They took whole part in it. And these are the people you're going to listen to about when Yah's harvest is? The appointed weeks that Yahweh appointed? But you're going to listen to a heathen that only cares about your demise? You're going to listen to a heathen that only cares about your destruction? That only cares about oppressing you? You're going to listen to this heathen, but not Yah? And what are these appointed weeks? What are these appointed times? They're appointed. They're set. You know what appointed means? It means you have a time scheduled to do something. For something to happen. It's appointed. And look, our people make appointments. We got dentist appointments, doctor's appointments, wedding appointments. We got dates. You even call them dates. Your little love excursions, you call them dates. You got appointments all over the place. You got little calendars in your phone, and you got little the Google calendar, the iCalendar, the Outlook calendar. Everybody using calendars and setting appointments and meeting times. They got clocks, they got watches, they got electric watches, computer watches, talking watches, just so you can be on time at your appointment. But when it comes to Yahweh's appointed times, no, that can be whenever the moon wants to show its little face. That can be whenever the stars want to twinkle in the right position of the sky. That can be whenever I feel like making it because I done made up something new, because I done seen something new. Yahweh's appointments can be whenever I decide them to be. No, that's not how that works. That, my brothers and sisters, is a false balance. Yahweh has an appointed time for everything. As a matter of fact, look what Yahweh said in the book of Genesis. In the first chapter, in the 14th verse. And Elohim said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years." Now, look here. Everything works and operates off of the indication of some kind of light signal. You're driving on the highway and you only know how to go and stop by the lights. You're looking at your clock. You only know how to go and stop by the lights. Your phone rings, you only know how to answer it or hang up by the lights. Everything got a signal for it, and it has to do with light. People don't know how to make nothing new. Yahweh already gave you the supreme light signals. There ain't no light signals that could beat Yahweh's light signs. Why you think everybody trying to duplicate light signs? The only way I know this camera is recording is because of the light. Is the light on? Well, Yahweh said he made two great lights. Look what he says in verse 15. "Let them be for lights in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth." And it was so. And Elohim made two great lights. The greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. Which lets you know, there ain't no LCD screen better than Yah's heavens. Because what you think these LCD screens are for? What you think these plasma screens are for? What you think these flat screens are for? So you can see the lights that are being utilized to give you signs. Well, Yahweh made the best screen there is. It's called heaven. It's called heaven. And he put lights in it. And he made two great lights. One rules the day. The greater light rules the day. The lesser of the great lights rules the night. And the stars he made also. And he set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And Elohim saw that it was good. Now look what Yahweh said he made these lights for. Yahweh said in verse 14, they're for signs. They're for seasons. And what is a season? It's an appointed time. A season is not, I'll figure it out, a day before time. A season is not, I'll figure it out, when the moon shines in Jerusalem time. The season is not, I'll figure it out, when somebody goes on the internet and looks up what somebody else is doing time. That's not what a season is. A season is a set time. And how do you know a season is a set time? Because look at what it says in Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. It says in Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, verse 1, to everything there is a what? Season, a set time, an appointed time, a time of event. There is a season into every and to a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. What do you call that? The time to plant. It's called sowing time. And there's a time to plant. And a time to pluck up. What do you call that? Harvest time. Go to the book of Leviticus, the 26th chapter. Leviticus chapter 26. Let's start reading here in the first verse. Ye shall make you no idols, nor graven image. Neither rear you up a standing image, neither shall ye set up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto it, for I am Yahweh your Elohim. Ye shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am Yahweh. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rain in due season. What's due season? When it's due. When it is appointed to happen. You reign in the right season. In the due season. In the right appointed time. In the correct appointed time. It's not going to rain when it shall snow. And snow when it shall rain. It's not going to be dry when it should be rain. But if you follow Yah and keep his Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary, if you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit, and your threshing, which is your sowing time, shall reach unto the vintage, which is your harvest time. And the vintage, which is your harvest, shall reach unto the sowing time, and ye shall eat your bread to the full and dwell in your land safely. And I will give peace unto the land, and ye shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. And I will rid evil beasts out of the land, neither shall the sword go through your land. Yahweh lets you know that if you follow him, he's going to give you rain in due season, an appointed time. Yahweh said, you're not going to fear him who gives us rain in its season and reserveth the appointed weeks of harvest. He's the one that does it. He's the one that can shut it up too. Because it's based on if you're going to keep my Sabbaths. If you're going to reverence his sanctuary. If you're going to walk in his ways, in his statutes, in his commandments, and do them. But if you're not, then you're not going to get it. And then you're not going to be safe. But there's an appointed time to all things. How in the world can we go about thinking that the heathen knows the appointed times when the heathen is attempting to speak great words against the Most High? This is what the heathen does. Yahweh said the heathen, their customs are vain. They're dismayed at the signs of heaven. Look at what you're listening to, brothers and sisters, in Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter. Start reading in verse 19. He said, unless thou lift up thy eyes unto heaven, when thou seest the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the host of heaven, shouldest be driven to worship them and serve them, which Yahweh thy Elohim hath divided unto all nations under the whole heaven. You hear what he said? The sun, moon, and stars, that's divided unto the nations. You'll find all kind of nations worshiping the sun, all kind of nations worshiping the stars, all kind of nations worshiping the moon, because that's what Yahweh gave unto them. Why would Yahweh allow them to do that? Because that's what they wanted to do. Yahweh knew what was in their heart. They didn't want to hear Yah's word. They didn't want to listen to Yahweh's commandments. They didn't want to follow Yahweh's judgments. So he did what Yahweh always does. He gave you unto your heart's desires. He allowed your heart to discover itself. He allowed your ways to be put before you. And therefore the heathen, they want to worship the sun. He gave them everything they need to worship the sun and the moon and the stars, because that's what they wanted to do. But for Israel, Yahweh had taken you and brought you forth out of the iron furnace, even out of Egypt, to be unto him a people of inheritance, as you are this day. So we're not to listen to the heathen who's going to tell you how long a year is according to the sun. And they're going to tell you how long a year is according to the Sirius star B. They're going to tell you how long a year is according to the moon. They're going to tell you how long a year is according to the North Star. They're going to tell you how long a year is according to the equinox and the solstice. But Yahweh, he's going to tell you about a year according to his word. And he has told us about that according to his word, because it's an appointed time. And Yahweh always deals in appointed times. As a matter of a fact, look at what Yahweh said in the book of 2 Chronicles. I think I want the 36th verse. In Chronicles 36, it states here. Start reading in verse 15, says, and Yahweh Elohim of their fathers sent unto them by his messengers, rising up betimes and sending, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. But they mocked the messengers of Elohim and despised his words and misused his prophets until the wrath of Yahweh rose against his people till there was no remedy. Therefore he brought them upon them king of the Chaldees, who slew their young men with the sword in the house of their sanctuary, and had no compassion upon young man or maiden, old man or him that stooped for age. He gave them all into his hand. and all the vessels of the house of Elohim, great and small, and the treasures of the house of Yahweh, and the treasures of the king, and of his princes, all these he brought to Babylon. And they burnt the house of Elohim, and break down the wall of Jerusalem, and burnt all the palaces thereof with fire, and destroyed all the goodly vessels thereof. And them that had escaped from the sword carried he away to Babylon, where they were servants to him and his sons unto the reign of the kingdom of Persia, to fulfill the word of Yah by the mouth of Jeremiah, until the land had enjoyed her Shabbats. For as long as she lay desolate, she kept a Sabbath to fulfill 70 years. Why? Because it was an appointed time. Because Yahweh told Jeremiah that Israel will go into captivity for 70 years. 10 Sabbaths of years. 10 Sabbaths of years they went into captivity. Because Yahweh had determined that this people had desecrated his name, his land, his sanctuary, his word, and that they were dedicated unto punishment for 10 Sabbaths of years. And why 10 Sabbaths of years? Because 10 is holy. The 10th is holy. And as I said, Yahweh is a holy Elohim. He's the Holy One of Israel. And Yahweh has his years based on holiness, based on his praise, which you can only give in holiness. So you see, it's appointed times. Somebody might say to you, you all keep the Sabbath day on a Saturday? And you say, yeah, that's when the Sabbath is. And then they say, well, that's because you're following that Gregorian calendar. You following that Gregorian calendar that done told you that Saturday is the Sabbath day. That's a Roman deity, Saturn, that you following, and you worshiping some planet. No. But how would you be able to prove to them? How would you be able to let somebody know, I don't keep the Sabbath day on a Saturday because of the 7 days on a calendar? How would you be able to show them that? Well, first off, you would have to know that Yahweh's times are appointed. They're an appointed time. And the Sabbath day is an appointed time. And the Sabbath day is appointed to be at a certain time. And you can know when the Sabbath is according to when Yahweh declared he would want to start his praise. And what that means, in other words, when does Yahweh want to begin his years so you can praise him? When is the beginning of years? When is the beginning of months? The beginning of days, of weeks? When is the beginning? Well, it's in the beginning. Yahweh began here in Genesis, the first chapter, the first verse. In the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and earth. And the earth was out from and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the spirit of Elohim moved upon the face of the waters. And Elohim said, let there be light. And there was light. And Elohim saw the light, that it was good. And Elohim divided the light from the darkness. And Elohim called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, day one. And then Yah made the heavens. And there was evening, and there was morning, day two. And then Yah made the earth, and the seas, and the herbs, and the grass, and the trees. And then there was evening, and there was morning, day three. And Yahweh made the lights, two great lights. And they shall be for signs, seasons, days, and years. And they shall rule over the great light shall rule over the day, and the lesser light shall rule over the night. And they shall give light upon the earth. That's day four. That's when the year began. That's not when days began, but that's when the year began. The year began on day four. And then Yah made the fish and the whales and the great sea creatures and the birds that have to fly into heaven. And that was the fifth day of the week. And it was a marking of the year and of the month being one day old. So it was the first of the month, first of the year. And then Yah made the beast, the cattle, the creeping things, and man and woman. And that was day six, which marked the second of the month, the second of the year. And then Yah rested from all his work, and he ceased, and he rested, and he blessed the seventh day, and he sanctified the seventh day. Because he had rested from all his work. And that was the third of the month, the third day since the beginning of the year. So you can know Sabbath follows the beginning 3 days after the first of the after the beginning of the year. And after the beginning of months. The Sabbath is 3 days later. And why would Yahweh make the Sabbath 3 days later? Well, as I said, Yahweh is a holy Elohim. He's the Holy One of Israel. And what does the third represent? The third, or the order of three, or the third day, that's for Yahweh's servant. And can Yahweh's servant be anything other than holy? And what did Yahweh make the Sabbath for? Go to the book of Exodus, the 31st chapter. Start at verse 12. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and said, "Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, Verily my Sabbath ye shall keep, for it is a sign between the heathen and other heathens." That's not what it says. It's a sign between me and you, saith Yah. He's speaking to his children. The Sabbath is a sign between Yahweh and Israel. So if anybody's going to find out the peculiarity of this sign, the uniqueness of this sign, it's going to be Israel. And one of the unique things about this sign is that it's 3 days after the beginning of the year. The first year, the beginning of months, is when the Sabbath comes. And that is not only the third day after the beginning of years, but it's the seventh day after or of the first 7 days. And as a matter of fact, these are the only 7 days. And you see, Yahweh said, "This is a sign between me and thee throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am Yahweh that does sanctify you." Why do you need to know it's Yah that sanctifies you? Because the third is for Yah's servant. And Yah's servant is a saint. And Yah's servant is holy. And the third is holy. Because Yah's servant is holy. The Sabbath came 3 days later because the Sabbath is holy, and Yah's servant is holy, and the Sabbath is a sign between Yahweh and his servant, and Yahweh is holy, therefore ye shall be holy, saith Yah. And let me show you. Go to the book of Leviticus 27. Just to show you that this third is holy. And this Sabbath is holy. See, the way that you're able to point out how you know Yah's word is living in the flesh today, how you know Yah's word is existing in the heavens today, how you know Yah's word is sailing in the waters today, breathing Yah's word and seeing Yah's word and eating Yah's word, is because Yah's word can be verified. Did not Yahweh say that the fourth was for his praises? Did not Yahweh show you that he made the lights to shine on the fourth? And that's for signs, seasons, days, and years? Is that not when the birth of the lights came? The birth of the years came? The birth of the months came? If you say that you got to follow the moon, well, you got to go into the beginning and see when was the moon created? Well, it was on the fourth. What's that day called? What's that day about? How are you going to wait to the end of the day to celebrate a birth? But the sign for Yah's people in this Sabbath is proven to us. Hey, you want to know when the Sabbath is? Well, let me show you when the beginning is. You see, here in the beginning, Yahweh started his years and his months on the fourth. And 3 days later, Yahweh kept the Sabbath. And Yahweh called this the seventh day, letting you know this week is a peculiar thing. But this is 3 days later. And this third represents Yah's servant. And Yah's servant is holy. Yeah, Yah's servant is holy. And the third is holy. In the book of Leviticus, the 27th chapter, I'm going to show you about this third being holy. Let me get to it. Leviticus 27. And we're going to start reading I just had it. Hold on. In verse 32, Yahweh says, "And concerning the tithe of the herd or of the flock, even whatsoever passeth under the rod, the tenth shall be holy unto Yah." Yeah, the tenth is holy unto Yah. Now, why did I come to Leviticus to show you the third is holy? And now I'm showing you the tenth is holy. Well, brothers and sisters, what is the tenth? The tenth is in the order of three. Yah only has seven orders. And after the seventh, you got to what? Start over again. So, after the seventh, eight is one, nine is two, in 10, it's 3. Why you think we was in Babylon 70 years? 10 Sabbaths a year. 70 years. That 10th is holy. And Yahweh requires his 10th because it's holy unto him. The third time is for Yah's servant. And Yah's servant is holy. Again, let me show you what it says in the book of Genesis, the 29th chapter. In Genesis 29, reading in verse 34, it says, "And she conceived again and bare a son and said, Now this time will my husband be joined unto me, because I have borne him three sons. Therefore was his name called Levi. And who is Levi? Who is Levi? The Levites. Who are they? I'll show you who they are in the book of Malachi, the second chapter, in verse 4. It says, "And ye shall know that I have sent this commandment unto you, that my covenant might be with Levi, saith Yah. My covenant was with him of life and peace, and I gave them to him for fear wherewith he feared me and was afraid before my name. The law of truth was in his mouth, and iniquity was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and in equity, and did turn many away from iniquity. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law in his mouth, for he is the messenger of Yah of hosts." And what is Yah's messenger? That's his servant. His servant is holy. How would Yahweh have you be taught and go to and learn from and sanctify someone that isn't holy? Go to the book of Leviticus again. And in the 9th chapter, the 10th verse, it says, of Leviticus, I'm in Exodus. The 10th chapter, the 9th verse, it says, "Yahweh spoke unto Aharon, saying, Do not drink wine nor strong drink, thou nor thy sons with thee, when ye go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations, and that ye may put a difference between the holy and unholy, between the unclean and the clean, and that ye may teach the children of Israel all the statutes which Yahweh has spoken unto them by the hand of Moses." How is Levi not going to be holy if he has to teach the difference between holy and unholy, clean and unclean? Levi must be holy. Levi is how you are joined unto Yah. That's why you are learning from Levi, so he can teach you how to join yourself to the Most High. And what order was Levi born in? The 3rd. 3. Why? Because he's Yah's servant. Because he's holy. And when is the Sabbath day? The first Sabbath was 3 days after the year began. And that was the 7th day. And why did it happen on that day? Because it was 3 days later, and it was holy. He blessed it, and he sanctified it, and made it holy. How many, look here. Genesis, the 2nd chapter. Genesis chapter 2, verse 1, it says, "And the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the 7th day, Elohim ended his work which he had made. And he rested on the 7th day from all his work which he had made. And Elohim blessed the 7th day and sanctified it, because in it that he had rested from all his work which he had made." So he blessed it, he sanctified it, and he rested. 3 distinct things that he did. Why 3 of them? Why did he bless it? Why did he sanctify? And why did he rest? Why 3? Because it's holy for Yah's servant. It's a sign between Yahweh and his people that he has sanctified, he has made you holy. That's what sanctified is, to be set apart, to be made holy. The word sanctified and the word holy is actually the same Hebrew word. So somebody say, well, how do you know the Sabbath is on a Saturday? The Sabbath ain't on a Saturday. I don't even know what a Saturday is. I know what the Sabbath day is. The Sabbath day is the rest day. It's the day of completion. It's the day where holiness is magnified. It's the day where Yah's praises are sanctified. Which means it's the day for Yah's servant. It's the day for Yah's servant to rest and to praise Yah. Because in this day, you're sanctified and you're made holy. That's what you do in the third. Because the third is holy. Look in the book of Deuteronomy, the 26th chapter. Verse 12, when thou hast made an end of tithing all the tithes of thine increase in the third year, which is the year of tithing, and hast given it unto the Levite, the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, that they may eat within thy gates and be filled. Why the third year? Because it's holy. Why are you giving tithes, which is the tenth, which is holy unto Yah, which is in the order of three, unto Yah's servant, the Levite? Because it's for Yah's servant. Yah's servant is holy. And this is what they don't want you to know, that Yah's times are not constructed out of the mind of some man that wants to follow a solstice or equinox, or an Abib, or a moon, or a crescent, or the dark side of the moon, or the Sirius star B, or the Milky Way, or the Orion's belt, or whatever else the heathen are doing. Because the customs of the heathen are vain. Who cares about an Orion's belt buckle? How you look in the sky, that look like a belt buckle. How you look in the sky, that look like a cow. You're playing connect the dots. I mean, we teach our children connect the dots in their preschool years. Here's a paper with dots. Connect them and make a shape. And then you're going to be a grown person, look in the sky, and start connecting the dots. And then you're going to say, when this connected dot is on this side of the sky, it's the time of Aquarius. And I can't date nobody that's on these connected dots in the time of Aries. Now, we don't get along. Man, what in the world is that? Yahweh said the ways of the heathen, the customs of the heathen, are vain. Do not learn these ways. What sign are you? What sign am I? I'm a Sabbath keeper. That's my sign. I'm a Hebrew Israelite. I'm a sign to the whole world. But I definitely ain't no Pisces. I ain't no fish sign. I'm Yahweh's sign. And we need to get back to the true signs that we are. Let me show you what the word of Yahweh said in the book of Hosea. think I'm on Hosea chapter 6. Hosea chapter 6. Start at the first verse. It says, come and let us return unto Yah, for he hath torn, and he will heal us. He hath smitten, and he will bind us up. After 2 days, he will revive us. In the third day, he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Then shall we know if we go follow on to know Yahweh. For his going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter in the former rain unto the earth. Because Yahweh, he's an Elohim of knowledge. He's a holy Elohim, an Elohim of truth. His work is perfect, and all his ways are judgment. Yahweh has appointed times. All his times are appointed and purposed. And these aren't times that we pick out of the hat. And there's only one reason that Yahweh is going to raise us up in the third day. It's because Yahweh's people are holy. Yahweh's people are his servants. And when else is he going to raise them? Of course, in the time that has been purposed for his holy saints, his servants, which is the third. And when, my brothers and sisters, does the Sabbath occur? The first Sabbath? 3 days after the beginning of the year. And then you count 7 more days, you got a Sabbath. And you just see the Sabbaths continue to go. And you now know when the Sabbath is. And you know why it is. And where it is. And that you're a part of this sign. You're a part of this appointment. It's a sign that you're a part of. That's why your light must shine. So the world can see Yahweh's holiness. The world can see that Yahweh is righteous, that Yahweh is holy, and that Yahweh must be and always will be magnified. And until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you very much, and so do we at the house of Yisrael. Hallelujah. Shalom.